Brukim Habayit, you should have a wonderful winter Zman. So Moshe and Yoni. And Shua, are you around?
He's not in the country for the week.
For the week, okay.
He'll be back Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Eli and Ben. Chaim and Akiva are back yet?
Chaim and Akiva should be around.
Okay.
Yeah,
they said in Shalom Aleichem to
Adam.
Okay, we left off on Daf Kavava Med Aleph on the bottom line. We had moved from a discussion of Shena Basuka to a discussion of sleeping with Tfilin, and we dealt with the whole issue of Hesech Hada'as. The Hesech Hada'as of Tfilin, we suggested, according to the Rav's Ma'arechet, stemmed from a broader concept of Shmira, and therefore it has different criteria. We saw that the Hesech Hada'as has to be a conscious decision, and therefore during Shena, perhaps there is no Hesech Hada'as. That's what the Ritva wanted to set up. And we saw different scenarios of wearing tefillin, holding tefillin, being near tefillin, and different psakim in terms of Shena Sarai, Shena Skeva, depending on the circumstance. We saw machokas between Rashi and the Rambam as to how to link the halachos with the ukimtot, with the circumstances. And the Gemara simply ended up that when one is wearing tefillin, one has when there is a distinction between a shenas arai, which is mutar, and a shenas keva, which is asar. And the Gemara then gives a shiur, kama shenas arai, next to the last line, moving to the last line, tani rami bar yecheskel kadehi luch meya ama. Adkan, that's as far as we got. Tanya nami hachi, the Gemara now brings a braisa to shore up to that which we had just said. However, this braisa has two deos, and the raya, the Tanya nami hachi, is from the Rabbanan, right? That on kafavim adbeis, chamam omrim, yashin adam betfilin shenas arai avalo shenas keva. That's the Tanya nami hachi, that we have such a distinction. We saw, according to Rashi, in a shenas keva, we have a chshash shema yafiach. It doesn't exist in a shenas arai. The kama shenas arai kedei hiluch mea ama. So we have a tanya nami hachi, both in terms of the distinction between arai and keva, and in terms of the shear of arai. But we have over here in this braisa also a previous shita of Rav Yaakov. Tanya nami hachi, the braisa begins. And again, this doesn't relate to the previous Gemara. This is already a new concept. Hayoshein b'tfilin v'ro'e keri, ochez b'ritzua, v'eino ochez b'ketzitza, divrei Rav Yaakov. That Rav Yaakov is adding a new halacha. Forget about the issue of Shena. Forget about the issue of Shema Yafiach. What if, while one is wearing tfilin, one is ro'e keri? And then there would be a bizayon of the tefillin to remain on one's body when one has keri on one's body. So the tefillin have to be removed. So Rav Yaakov gives an etzah that one should remove the tefillin by holding the ritzuos as opposed to holding the bayis. Right? That's what we has oches beritzua ve'eno oches beketzitza. What is the distinction between the ritzua and the bayis? Namely, that this person has to remove his tefillin. And we have, at this point, there's no issue with his hands. His hands are clean. This is not like the sugya right before the Mishnah of Yadayim Askanias. His hands are clean. He has to remove his tefillin. It's better that he remove them by via the ritzua than via the bayit. What's the difference between the ritzua and the bayis? We have this marechet of tefillin, halacha Moshe Misinai. So what does the Ritva point out? Chaim, what does the Ritva say? What? Okay, you have the page though? Okay, so let's look at it together. The Ritva points out, Tanya nami hachi yashem betfillin roa ker yilo yochas bekitzitza perush, shehi kedosha atzma, machmat shin shel tefillin, aval ochez beritzua, delohavya ela tashmish kedusha, kedeisa b'Masechet Megillah. Now we have two different concepts. We have a concept of Kedusha, and we have a concept of Tashmish Kedusha. The example of Kedusha, namely something which is Kadosh Minei Ubei, so the Ritva is telling us is that the Bayis has a status of Kedusha, that classically the highest level of Kedusha is Ksav of a Sefer Torah, and we have the Bayis has that world of Ksav via the Shin on the Tefillin. Masha'en came the Ritzua, Lohavia Ella Tashmish Kedusha. What would it appear? What's the function of the Ritzua? What's the function of a Tashmish Kedusha as opposed to Kedusha? It's right, it's simply a hechatimtza. How in the world are you going to get the bias to stick on your head and to stick on your arm? The ritzua is going to be the hechatimtza of being the glue of getting the bias in its right place. But it appears that there's no internal, intrinsic kedusha. It's tashmish kedusha, yes?
Just a simple-minded question. What's the point of the straps coming down? Meaning, if the straps over here are tashmish kedusha so that it stays in place, why are the straps coming?
So, as a minhag, according to this approach, namely that the entire purpose of the ritzua, and now where did the ritva didn't make this up? L'chara, this is a gemara. He quotes the gemara to the Issa Maseches Megillah. That gemara points out Tana Rabbanan Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakin Mashen Kain Tashmishe Kedusha Nignazim. That even though they're both tashmishim, and a tashmish is not kadosh per se, but the tashmish of a kedusha, because it's called kedusha, nignazim. Eilu hein tashmishei mitzvah. What's a tashmish mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. These basically can be nizrakim. Ma she'en kein tashmishei kedusha. Deluskim esvarim. The outer folder. The kli in which one puts a sefer tefillin umezuzos tikshel sefer Torah nar tikshel tefillin, namely all of the tefillin zekel, that which you put the tefillin into, the cardboard box that you put the tefillin into, those are tashmishei kedusha uritzuo sehem. So the Gemara in one breath puts in the ritzua. This is the makar of the Ritva, and therefore, if you're going to remove the tefillin, rather than touching the kedusha with your hand, since you currently are in this status of having keri on your body, so you should touch the ritzuos instead of the bayis to lower the problem of getting the tefillin off as quickly as possible. Clearly, this is the Ritva's shita, and clearly the Ritva has a very powerful makar in the Gemara in Megillah. What is the elephant in the room over here would be what two issues that l'chora don't fit so nicely into this theory? To view the batim as being kedusha, and to view the ritzuos as being tashmishei kedusha, simply a hechatimtza of putting on the tefillin. And why? Because of the shin on the shel rosh. Yes?
The letters that are made in the ritzuos as well?
Exactly. Namely, that we speak about, the Gemara speaks about the fact that there are three letters in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name, the shin, and the Dalet and the yud, which are involved in the world of tefillin, and both the Dalet and the yud are in the ritzuos rather than in the bayis, A. And B, the shel yad, what would give it its unique kedusha? There is nothing on the bayis. In other words, so we have two reasons to think that the ritzua would be the equivalent, the Dalet and the yud, and we have a question: why, if the uniqueness of the shel rosh is the shin, why would the shel yad be on the same plane? These are dealt with by the achrab. In other words, they're not dealt with at all. Well, I shouldn't say not dealt with. There's a Tosfos in Megillah over there on Daf Kafav Amid Beis who raises the question of the Dalet of the Yud, but the most extensive discussion of it is found in the Chidushi HaGriz in Rav Velvel in his Chibur on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. He wants to distinguish between an os, a shin, which is an os, and the Dalet and the Yud, which are a tsuras os, which represent the letter as opposed to being the letter, and therefore only the shin has the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, which is then given over to the Bayit, as opposed to the Dalet and the Yud, which are purely a tsura. He's medayik in the Rambam with a number of very good rayas that there is such a distinction. And in terms of the shel yad, what we would have to say is that once the shel rosh is given the status via the shin, so that's the status of the bias, namely that the bias, that the shin on the shel rosh gives a status not only to the shel rosh, it gives a status to the bayit shel tefillin. Okay, so yes.
You couldn't say in theory that it's only about the bayit shel rosh, and would be agree that like the bayit shel yad is teshmishet
So then, you know, then the Gemara would have said, the Gemara says, Oches b'ritzua, no oches b'ketzitza. The ketzitza is both of the bayit, the shel yad and the shel rosh, not only the shel rosh. So it appears that there's a distinction on both planes. However, there is another Rishon, and who has a different approach, which I think, again, we're still working off of the same Gemara, but it could be a different darga of what does it mean to be Tashmishe Kedusha. In other words, that within the Ritva, Tashmishe Kedusha appears to be that which is on the exact same plane as the various holders of the of a Sefer Torah, of a Tefillin and a Mezuzah, nothing more than that which services the Kedusha, namely the Bayit, the Sefer itself. And that is the Ramban over here in the Milchamos, over here, I mean, in Maseches Sukkah. The reason that I, in the Mar Makomos, I printed it out is because if you look at the Ramban inside, you'll see it's an entire, the Milchamos goes over two pages, dealing with a very broad sugi of Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lav Milsa. But within this, he has three lines that I think give a different concept. He points out, the gevilin shel ksiva name agav ksav hu the kedushin va'azal ksav azla la kedusha sayhu kide isa beperek kol kisve kodesh hilkach lo dami le'egla arufa vehi gufa ikar kedusha. That the Ramban wants to distinguish between the world of the klaf and the world of the ksiva. The ksiva of the Sefer Torah is clearly gufa kedusha. That's the ksav. That's the shin on the tefillin. That's the core of kedusha. The klaf, set points out the Ramban, is a derivatory kedusha. It derives its kedusha from the fact that the ksav is written on it. Gvilin shel ksiva, the klaf on which the ksiva is found, agav ksav hu kedushin. It doesn't have an intrinsic kedusha. The klaf is a secondary kedusha. It's a derivative of kedusha, and therefore, if azal le ksav, if the ksav is erased, azal le kedusha sayus, and the klaf loses its kedushas sefer Torah, as opposed to an egla arufa, which is gufa kedusha. Va'od ha kol hecha de lo ksiv shem leka lamigmar me'egla arufa v'lo asyale hilas bein begevilin de ksiv bein beritzuos de inon guf kedusha kriperashis, namely that you can make a comparison between the klaf and the ksav and the ritzuos and the batim, that we have over here that you can have a concept of that which is gufo kedusha, but you could have two levels of gufo kedusha. You have a gufo kedusha which is intrinsic, and you have a gufo kedusha which is a derivative of that which is intrinsic. That the ritzuos to the batim are like the klaf to the ksav. So again, it's a lower level, and we can call it, if you want to, with the phrase Tashmishei Kedusha, as the Gemara in Megillah calls it, but it's a different type of Tashmishei Kedusha than Drus Kamei Svarim, Tikshel Sefer Torah, Benar Tikshel Tfilin. Those are purely hechatimtzis of how to properly care for your stam. They're simply tashmish, bitor being useful aids. But as opposed to viewing the ritzuos also as that same category of being a useful aid, something simply a bandage, a glue to keep the batim on the tefillin, the Ramban speaks about the ritzuos as being the equivalent of the klaf, namely that we're dealing with a kedusha, but it's a secondary kedusha because it stems from the kedusha of the batim. It's not something which is intrinsic in the ritzuos, but it's part of the same ma'arechet. As long as the ritzuos are attached to the batim, they also have a level of derivatory kedusha of the batim, and that can also be called tashmishei kedusha. But we're dealing over here with that which is gufo kadosh. Just it's gufo kadosh on a secondary plane.
The
Ritva views it simply as a hechatimsa. In other words, that there's nothing. I'll say it a little differently. What? I'm sorry. I just forget the phrase. According to the Ritva, the ritzuos to the batim are like a book cover to a book. The book cover is simply there to protect the book, but it's like the box that you put the tefillin in to the tefillin. That the ritzuos are like the box, nothing more, nothing less. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Ramban, no. This is not a box. This is not a book cover. This is the equivalent of klaf. This is a gufo kadosh, but it's a gufo kadosh which stems from a source of kedusha. It's in itself is not the source, but it derives its kedusha from the source. It's the klaf to the ksav. As opposed to the book cover to the book. Okay, that's simply in terms that we can have two different concepts of Tashmishei Kedusha. You could have a concept of Kedusha, Kedusha, which are Deluskime, Svarim, Tfilim, Nezuzos, Tikshel, Sefer Torah, Nar, Tikshel, Tfilim, and you have a concept of Tashmishei Kedusha, which would be the Ritzuos, that would be the equivalent of the Klaf to the Ksav. The nafkamina that the Milchama speaks about is in terms of hasmana. Do we say hasmana milsa? Not hasmana milsa. So on a primary kedusha, you say hasmana milsa. On a secondary kedusha, on a derivative kedusha, you don't say hasmana milsa. But basically, you're dealing with that which is on the same plane of kedusha as the batim. Okay. So just be aware that there's such a chok as Rishonim. Yes. The nafkamina is more in terms of how we relate to the ritzuos. In other words, that the ritzuos, and then in terms of your in terms of Shua's question, in terms of the length of the ritzuos, etc. This is built. This is part of the entire ma'arechet of tefillin. It's not simply something to keep it on your head. I don't have a mouth. In other words, in terms of halacha, so the Gemara says that the level of Kedusha is that of Tashmishei Kedusha. The question is it Tashmishei Kedusha like a book cover, or is it Tashmishei Kedusha like the klaf to the ksav? Yes? This said, yeah?
I thought already mentioned that the Mechamas mentioned the Nafmina regarding Hasmana.
Regarding?
Hasmana.
So the Nafmina, in terms of, in other words, again, everyone agrees that there's no that hasmana lav milsa in terms of ritzuos. The question is it a kedusha that on which we say hasmana lav milsa, or because it's only tashmishei kedusha because of that hasmana lav milsa? In other words, there's no nafgamina in terms of the lemaisa. It's a question just in terms of what's behind the lemaisa.
Also, how come according to the mechamos, it doesn't list the veal as a shmishik veal shel sefer Torah.
In other words, what the Milchamos is suggesting is that the phrase Tashmishei Kedusha has two meanings. There's a Tashmishei Kedusha, and they're both, in other words, there's a Tashmishei Kedusha, which is simply, again, that which protects that which is useful to the Chefetz of Kedusha. And then there is a Tashmishei Kedusha, which really is Gufo Kedusha, but it's Gufo Kedusha as a secondary level, as a derived level, rather than as the source. And they're both Nignazim. They're both Nignazim. But,
So, why isn't it listed to us? And it's listing both categories within the world of the Shmishei Kedusha. Shouldn't it also list the view?
It's a good question on the Milchamos. It's a good question. I don't have an answer. Okay. Tov. So this is what Rav Yaakov is machadesh, halacha, in other words, in terms of the that when one has an issue that the tefillin has to be removed, one distinguishes between the different levels of kedusha. However, within the context of the Braisa brings the din of Rav Yaakov, followed by the din of v'chachamim omrim, as though there is a machlokis between them. On what level is there machlokis between Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim? That there is something which is implied within the Braisa. So that's a machlokis between Tosfos and the Ritva. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos points out, Mitoch halosha mashma de Rav Yaakov, Shari afilu sheinas keva, di lavach b'may plige, assuming there is a machlokis, and Rav Yaakov speaks about hayoshen b'tfilin as a fact, and generally Roah Keri would be in the course of Sheinas Keva, so Kanere, that would be the Machlokas. Is one allowed to be Yoshin a Sheinas Keva with Tefillin? However, Tosis rejects that. Yeshlamar de Kulu Modi b'Sheinas Keva do Osir, Uplige b'Milsa de Rav Nosan de B'Samach, the Shari Lishan b'Tefillin b'Yom de'in Dar Kol Lishan Sheinas Keva, u'b'Laila Choleitz afilu Sheinas Arai, Dilma Mimlich v'Yoshin Sheinas Keva, Rav Yaakov Lochayish Dilma Mimlach, namely that Tosus refers to a later Braisa in Andach Kavavam Adays, in which we have the Shita of Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Nosson says that during the day we're not gozer against a Shena Sarai. A Shena Sarai during the day, a catnap, is something which is very, very common and won't bring about any issues that would relate to Tefillin. However, at night one shouldn't be Yashin a Shena Sarai because Dilma Mimlach, that he'll turn it into a Sheinas Keva, and a Sheinas Keva has the issue that we spoke about of Shema Yafiach, and therefore is a problem. On that, that's Rav Yaakov's machlokes with the Chachamim. Namely, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Nosson, and Rav Yaakov doesn't agree with Rabbi Nosson. Rav Yaakov's Hayoshein B'Tfilin is someone who went to sleep a Sheinas Arai at night, which is totally mutter, just like a Sheinas Arai in the day is totally mutter, but things didn't work out as planned. Veroa Keri. And the Chachamim say, Ma pitom, that the Yoshein Adam B'Tfilin Shein Asarai is only in the day. But at night, we would have the problem of Shema Mimlach. That's the way Tosus understands. However, the Ritva understands differently. What does the Ritva say? Let's look at the Ritva together. Divir Rav Yaakovim Omrim Yoshen Adam B'Tfilin Shein Asarai V'Lo Shein Askeva Vadei Rabbanan Pligei. Just to skip this concept of Baal Keri for a minute. Ela Baha Pligei Rav Yaakov Sarva Lo Asrinan Le Afilu Shein Askeva Lo Mishum Chashash Hafacha V'Lo Mishum Chashash Keri Rabbanan Savri Da Asrinan Le Shein Askeva Mishum Haich Shasha. And then we'll go back to the world of Keri. Namely that the Machokis is really a Machokis in terms of Sheinas Keva, that we saw that the world of Sheinas Keva was the world of Chshash, Shema Yafiach, that's what Rashi points out. The Ritva adds in Shema Yira Keri in the world of Sheinas Keva, but in the world of Sheinas, the world of Sheinas Keva as being Aser is the world of Chshashos, and Rav Yaakov says we're not Choshesh, that we don't have over here and it's with that the person has a cheskas a tahara, a cheskas gufnaki, that even in a shenas keva we're not choshesh, and therefore that's, and the machlokas is a machlokas across the board, namely that which Tosis has a hava mina and rejects. The Ritva accepts that as being pshat in the sugya. Yes?
And presumably he doesn't have other chashashos either, right?
That, again, within the world of the chachamim, so we pointed out, up to now we've spoken about a chashash of hafacha, of gases, and which would be a bizayon to the tefillin. The Ritva adds in a chashash of shema yira keri. And we pointed out that theoretically we could have also have said that simply sleeping a shenas keva would also be a hesach hadas. The Ritva doesn't agree with that, but that could also be, if you know, it's another there for why shenas keva would be usser. That would be intrinsic. That would be much harder for Rav Yaakov to disagree with. But the moment that we leave it on the level of chashas, Rav Yaakov says we're not chashash.
And he's not
chashash
for any of the chashas.
Yes?
So could may you please run against the why would it not be an issue of Hesach Hadas?
So the Ritva pointed out that as opposed to the general world of Hesach Hadas, which simply means taking your mind off of something, in the world of Tefillin, Hesach Hadas stems from the concept of Shmira, and when a person is sleeping, and the world of Shmira, in the world of Shmira, Hesach Hadas is a conscious decision to think about something other than Tefillin. And so therefore when you're sleeping, there's no conscious decision. So it's not a din of Hesach Hadas. And even when you're awake, if you think about Torah or Tefillah, that's also not a Hesach Hadas. Although it would be a Hesach Hadas in the general world of Hesach Hadas, in the world of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the world of Parah Aduma. If you're thinking about Torah and not thinking about the Parah Aduma, that's a Hesach Hadas. But in the world of Tefillin, which stems from Shmira, that's not a Hesach Hadas. Shemarta Sakuka Azos Lamoadami Yamim Yamima, if that's the source of the Hesach Hadas, has a different criteria. Okay. But what Tosvos doesn't relate to, what the Ritva does relate to, is the fact that B'chol HaShas, we have a concept of a Baal Keri. And that is left out of, appears to be at least at this point, left out of our sugya totally. A Baal Keri is someone who had seen Keri, who had at one point Shichvas Zera and had not gone to the mikveh. Such an individual is defined as a Baal Keri. What our sugya is speaking about is someone who is currently Roeh Keri while having the tefillin on. Or a chashash of Shema Yir Ekeri. And we're talking about the present and the future. We're not talking about the Baal Keri whose situation, whose status was created by something done in the past. And so the Ritva takes for granted at this point, V'lecha l'meimar d'sfira le Baal Keri aser b'tfilin, d'hakaimalan d'hu muter b'tfilin. That we know that the Baal Keri, the classic Baal Keri, is an individual who mitzad dine tumah v'tahara is tamei until he goes to the mikveh, and we have Ezra making a takana that such an individual should not learn Torah. Such an individual should not learn Torah, and then Rav Yehuda ben Beseira comes along and abrogates the gzeira. It's gzeira shenatzibur yachol lamod ba, and the Baal Keri is allowed to learn Torah. What about a Baal Keri putting on tefillin? So the Ritva says that kaimalan that Baal Keri mutar b'tefillin. In other words, that whether the Ritva is saying this even in the time of Ezra or only post the Bitul HaTakana Bar Yudim HaBeseira, we have no idea. But the bottom line is that there's no issue of a Baal Keri putting on tefillin. There was an issue of a Baal Keri davening, that has been removed, but there's no issue of a Baal Keri putting on tefillin. That's not considered to be a tarte de sasre, and therefore the whole issue over here is currently what happens when the Baal Keri, when the person wearing the tefillin becomes a Baal Keri, right? With Roeh Keri. That's the issue of Rav Yaakov. Or the issue of Chachamim is he shouldn't sleep a Shenas Keva, Shema Yireh Keri. In other words, the same parallel to Shema Yafiach. Those are the issues of our sugya. That's what we have over here in the Ritva. Yes?
Tosos.
Yes.
Here, where he seems to give the pshat of the Shlomar?
Yes.
He seems to have some problem with us saying that Rabbi Yaakov disagree and allow Shenas Keva. Do you have any ideas of why Tosfos is so hesitant to think that Rabbi Yaakov would have such an argument?
Because had Rav Yaakov had that shita, previously recall we had three braces. Tani chada yoshin odem bitfilin shenas rei velo shenas keva. Tanya idach ben keva ben arai. Tanya idach lo keva velo arai. If we would have a tana Rav Yaakov who holds that you can be yoshin shenas keva and arai, why didn't the Gemara say this is chachamim and this is Rav Yaakov rather than saying this is manche bereshe, this is parasudra iluye, and this is nakat le biyade? Simply say that two braces we solve. This is Chachamim and this is Rav Yaakov. Right? So therefore, Tosfos didn't want to go in that direction. In other words, Tosfos wanted to assume that Rav Yaakov agrees with the Chachamim that a Sheinas Keva is Aser. So what then is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is in terms of Rabbi Yonasan.
And then how would the deal
with Sashashim? It's a good question. whenever you give an explanation for one sheet to the Rishon, you're going to have an issue. The Gemara didn't know of Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov is a Das Yachid, and these braces that, you know, are going to turn into halacha, tanichada, tanichada, tanichada. In other words, the Gemara, in other words, okay, in any case, so this is what the Ritva points out over here in this Dibur HaMaskil. However, let's just skip for a moment the issue of Shena Bayom. We'll come back to it. We return to the world of Tfilin in the middle of Kaf Vav Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas Lishon Bayom, Ratza Choletz, Ratza Miniach. Learning this according to Rashi, the person who is going to be Yashen Bayom, we assume he's going to be Yashen a Shenas Arai, and therefore Meikar Hadin, if he wants to keep his tefillin on, he can keep his tefillin on, because in a Shenas Arai there's not going to be an issue of Shema Yafiach, in a Shenas Arai there's not going to be an issue of Shema Yirakeri, and he can keep his tefillin on. He wants to take it off, he can take it off. In other words, he wants to be super super sensitive to the possibility something will happen when he's sleeping, he can. But Ratza Miniach, Ratza Choletz. However, Balayla, Balayla choletz ve'eno miniach divrei Rabbi Nasan. This is Rav Nasan that Rav Yaakov disagreed with, that balayla even a shenas arai would be a problem, and therefore he should certainly be choletz, because the shenas arai can very easily turn into a shenas keva. And within a Shenas Keva, we have the issues that we've spoken about in terms of Hafacha and in terms of Shema Yirakeri. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hayiladim Le'olam Choltzim Ve'enan Minichin Mipnei Sheregilin Be'Tumah. That by the Yiladim, even during the day, whenever they are thinking of going to the bedroom, they should take off their tefillin before going to the bedroom, because the Yiladim, it appears, are at this point regilin bituma. The havamin at this point in the Gemara is that the Yiladim have a lot of dreams, and they could have a dream that would bring about a riyas keri even during the day, and therefore by the Yiladim ena minichin. So the Gemara asks, Lema kasava Rabbi Yossi ba'al keri asur lehaniach tefillin. That which the Ritva earlier took for granted, that there is no issue of a ba'al keri wearing tefillin, the Gemara wants to say maybe this is the background of Rav Yossi, that Baal Keri Asur Lohaniach Tfilin. And the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Bi'yaladim Unashosehem Imahen Askinan, Shema Yavou Yidei Hergel Dovar. The issue isn't Keri. Had the issue been Keri, maybe that Havamin of the Gemara would be correct. But the issue is not Keri, the issue is a Maisa Bia per se. That since the Yiladim are still have a tremendous chuka for their wives, we're afraid that they would have a maisa bia with their wives while wearing the tefillin. And therefore, before a yelad goes into, before an adolescent who is married goes into the bedroom, he should certainly take off his tefillin. Regilin betuma is not an issue of keri during a chalom, it's an issue of bia, mishum hergil davar. Simply to, in other words, that which appears to be to us to be so not understandable, in the time of the Gemara, wearing tefillin was simply like we wear tzitzis. Namely, it was wearing tefillin was that which was done all day. We pointed out the name Arava would make a bracha before they took off their tefillin at night. In other words, that would be the bracha achrona, and a bracha rishon in the morning, a bracha achrona at night, and they would wear tefillin. The Gemara in Berachos points out that if a person needed for ketanim, he would be yotze ketanim while wearing tefillin. It's simply the same way we don't take off our tzitzis. So they wear tefillin. So we would be afraid that the yelad would even wear tefillin while being with his wife during the day. We're afraid if you go into the bedroom, he may, you know, with Shema Yovo le Hergil Dovar, and therefore he should always take off his tefillin before going into a bedroom. That's what's behind Rav Yossi. Nothing to do with Keri. But the question is over here, what exactly was this Hava Mina? Lema Kasava Rabbi Yossi Bal Keri Osur Laniach Tefillin. We're not talking about it. We pointed out that L'chore, our Gemara is not talking about a Bal Keri. Our Gemara is talking about seeing Keri Behove, Achshash of seeing Keri Be'asid, the Bal Keri, in other words, the person who saw Keri yesterday, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that L'chore, our Gemara is not relating to at all. That is totally mutter. Over here, the Gemara had a fear that Rav Yossi would say, Lemakas Rav Yossi Bal Keri Aser Laniach Tefillin, and as Rashi points out, since we paskin like Rav Yossi and whatever he says, Nimuko Imo, that would turn into halacha, and is that possible that there is such a shita? But why even introduce such a shita? What does that have to do with anything? We're talking about, even in the Hava Mina, of a Yeled becoming a Baal Keri. What does it have to do with the Baal Keri of the past? This is what the Tosus Harosh. Temali, Menole de Rav Yossi Savar Hachi. Where in the world do you see anywhere in Rav Yossi's issue, even in the Hava Mina, that he deals with a Baal Keri of the past? Dilma hada kamar hayaladim la olam cholzim kimefarish taima mishum shirigilim betuma va'asu liros keri ba'ot shat filin berosho. Namely, that the whole issue of our Gemara of Rav Yaakov and the issue of the Yeladim is shema yir a keri, that he's going to see keri bizman shat filin berosho avli olam bal keri achar shepasa kerio. But in terms of the bal keri of the past, who no longer has the keri on his body, just he hasn't gone to the mikvah, mutar laniach tefillin, as the Ritva pointed out in the earlier section. So the Tosus Harosh says, Yeshlomar mishum de mashmalei de'i lav de'aser av Yossi ba'al keri betfilin lo haya machmir kulei hai bi'eladim lachotz mishum gezeira de'hergel tuma. Had there not been a tremendous issue of a ba'al keri, even of the past, being aser betfilin, we would not have had, according to Rav Yossi, even by Yeladim, a chshash of Shema Yira Keri. Namely, that the chshash would only be on something that we have already a full-blown Iser, and then we have a chshash, maybe I'm putting myself into a category of Iser. That's where the Havamina was holding. It's hard to understand because Chor, the Chiluk is very, very simple, and the Gemara is Mechalik. But the Tosfos Rosh was bothered by the language of the Gemara. The Ritva takes all of this one step further. Look at the Ritva. Tana Rabbona Nitnas Lishon Bayom Ratzacholitz Vechule. Shma Mina Baal Keri Asur Bitfilin. The Shma Mina means this is the Hava Mina of Rav Yossi. Are we going to say that according to Rav Yossi Baal Keri Asur Bitfilin? Then the Ritva continues. Umidelo Dachile. La'olam muter bitfilin la'achar shira akeri avo ba'oda ro'akeri asur. the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that which the Tosfos HaRosh implies, black on white, that there's a tremendous difference between a Balkari of the past and a Balkari of the present and the future. Shaminan demanda amar Balkari mutar nech tefillin afilu ba'odo roa keri ko amar. For Rabbana the Shor biyom mishum de roshchicha biyom sheinas keva b'olai roshchicha v'yosi rochalak. El dekamer de biyulanu shosei imahem chashin and shemiyavo lidei hergel aveira imahem. That according to the Ritva, the fact that the distinction is not black and white in the Gemara between the past and the present implies that since we paskin that a Balkari is mutar, it would not only be in terms of someone who saw in the past, but even someone who currently is seeing, namely against Rav Yaakov, against what we said earlier. And Rav Yossi and therefore Rav Yossi, in order to explain why we would have achlitzas tefillin, it would not be because of the carry, but that the maisa bia itself, that would be a bizayon of tefillin, that the and let me just maybe put it on the board to make it a little clearer. When we had the Gemara of Rav Yaakov, so over there we saw that the Ritva pointed out that we have three concepts. We have a concept of ra'a keri, we have a concept of ro'e keri, and we have a concept of shema yir'e keri. Right? We have a concept in the past, in the present, and the future. The ra'a keri is what we call the ba'al keri. This is what, when Chazal speak about the Baal Keri, is someone who is Ra'a Keri in the past and hasn't gone to the mikvah, and on such an individual we have the takana of Ezra that he shouldn't learn, and that takana was mitvatel the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. So the what the Ritva pointed out is that Rabbi Yaakov, that his ukimta of removing the tefillin with the ktsitsa, as opposed to removing the tefillin with the ritzua, as opposed to removing the tefillin with the ktsitsa, is talking about the roeh keri. That here Rav Yaakov says that the roeh keri is asur b'tefillin, and therefore has to remove it on the day of ritzua. Right? The shema yira. This is shita of the Chachamim, of Shema Yir Ekeri, that according to the Chachamim, this is Oser Shenas Arai, Shenas Keva, Shema Yir Ekeri, and it's Oser Shenas Arai Balayla, because we're afraid that the Shenas Arai Balayla will turn into Shenas Keva, and then the Shema Yir. On which of these is Rabbi Yaakov Cholek? So that's a machlokes between the Ritva and Tosfos. The Ritva says that Rabbi Yaakov Cholek on the Shema Yira and is Matir Shenas Keva. And Tosfos says that Rabbi Yaakov agrees Shenas Keva is Osir Shema Yira, but is Osir Shenas, but is Matir Shenas Arai. We're not afraid that a Shenas Arai will turn into a Shenas Keva. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I keep writing Arai with an Aleph when it should be with an Ayin. Beseder? So the whole machlokes is on the issue of roa and shema yira, and doesn't it all relate to the roa? That's what we saw earlier. Now we come over to Rav Yossi. Within Rav Yossi, and we're very much afraid of Rav Yossi because we always pass him like him, so we take very seriously at which he says. We point out Rav Yaakov, maybe that doesn't make it into the Braisa world earlier, because maybe we don't pass him like him, but Rav Yossi we pass him like. Rav Yossi says that a individual who he defined as a Yeled, he is Osir Likanes Le Chadar Shena Afilu Bayom Ad Shecholetz Tzvah. He has to take off his tefillin before going in. What is the issue? So, the Havamina of the Gemara is Shema Yirakeri, and the Maskana of the Gemara is no. Shema Yiv'al Ishto. With the tefillin, and therefore he should always take off tefillin even during the day. That this he has this need for being with his wife, and we're afraid that's the issue. Not going beyond an issue of having a dream and seeing Keri. Okay, so this is all fine, but this isn't what's black and white in the Gemara. What's black and white in the Gemara is in the Havamina is that Baal Keri Osir Bitzvillah. Right, that's what's black and white in the Gemara. Lema Kasava Rav Yossi Baal Keri Osir Lahaniach Tfilah. And the question is, who's talking about the past? We're talking about Shema Yira. We're not talking about the past. As we saw, the past is past. This is what bothered the Tosas HaRosh. Tosas HaRosh felt that in order to be Choshesh, Shema Yirakeri, you have to hold the Havamina. In other words, that the Havamina was, in order to be Choshesh, Shema Yirakeri, you have to hold that a Baal Keri is Osir B'Tfilin. In other words, that in order to have a problem in the future, you have to have a problem in the past. That the two go hand in hand. And then, according to Tosas HaRosh, but this is all rejected. This is all the Havamina. Because really, you know, Baal Keri is Mutter B'Tfilin, etc. Within the Ritva says that this distinction between the past and the present is never black and white said in the Gemara. And therefore, within the Gemara, when we have this Maskana of Shema Yival Ishto, what about the world of Keri? So within the Ritva, Baal Keri Mutar Bitfilin Veroa Keri Mutar Bitfilin. That Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov distinguished between Raw and Roa. But since that's not brought black and white over here in the Gemara says that the two are linked. The past and the future are linked. So just like they're linked in terms of Iser in the Havamina, they're linked in terms of Heter in the Maskana. That either Keri is an issue or it's not an issue. And if it's not an issue, it's not an issue. That's all, it's not an issue. It's simply nothing to do to be Boel and Isha while you're wearing tefillin. That's something else. That's a bizarre for the tefillin. That's a Hesech Hadas. That's the lack of Shmira. But Keri is nothing to do with tefillin. So the same way that a Baal Keri in the past is Mutar B'Tfilin, a Baal Keri, even while he's Roa Keri and he's wearing Tfilin, there's no problem. No, he doesn't have to remove it. That's the Maskana according to Rav Yossi. What we said earlier, the distinction between Roa and Roa, that was within Rav Yaakov and Chachamim. But within Rav Yossi, it's a package deal. Either there is an issue of Keri across the board, past, present, future, or there's no issue of Keri, past, present, future. That's the, in other words, according to the Ritva, what comes out in the Maskana of Rav Yossi.
How does the Ritva see that in the Maskana of the Gemara falls off from saying
that once the Gemara linked past and present.
Yeah, but in the Maskana of the Gemara, we fell off and carried from completely.
But we never broke the linkage. We never broke the linkage.
We don't have a raya for the asur mutter one way or another.
But the once the in other words, again, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, the Gemara had a hava mina of a linkage. Kamashmalan, there's no linkage. The Gemara never says Kamashmalan, there's no linkage. The Gemara says Rav Yossi is concerned with a different matter altogether of Maisavia. The Gemara never broke that hava mina of the linkage. And so, since we paskin that a balkari is mutter tefillin, so it means also that there's no issue of a currently being roed, namely that the linkage remains, but it's a linkage in two direct, it's a two directional linkage. That which we distinguish in the beginning of the Gemara, the, over here in the maskana of the Gemara, there's a linkage. The Tosfos HaRosh takes for granted, this linkage is just a hava mina, and it's rejected. But the Gemara never says that it's rejected. That's what the Ritter points out. The Gemara never says, black and white, reject the linkage, and therefore we have this tremendous chiddush that a baal keri not only is mutar b'tfilin, but also a roa keri is mutar b'tfilin. What is problematic? A, what's problematic is a maisa b'ila, and B, what comes afterwards in the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, shachach v'shimesh mitaso b'tfilin, lo ocheis lo b'ritzua v'lo b'ktsi ad sheyitol yada v'yitlim nesha Hayadayim Askani Yosein. That if there's carry on one's hand, so then one shouldn't touch one's tefillin with one's hand, but which is carry the Netilas Yadayim on the hands. But that's a different matter altogether. How can it be the person forgets he's wearing tefillin and is shayach in terms of Maisavia? This is again, it's a different mindset in terms of tefillin. Tefillin was simply part of one's wardrobe. That's the way, the way tzitzis are to us, that's the way tefillin were to them. And even though Rav Yossi said that before going into a bedroom, a yelid should always take off his tefillin, what if he didn't? And there was a ma'isavia, and yidayim askanios, so if there's carry on the hands, with that he shouldn't touch the tefillin before being notel yadayim. Okay, that's what remains from within the sugya. But again, this is a machlokus between the Ritva and Tosfos HaRosh. Within the Tosfos HaRosh, that which we said earlier remains. There may be no issue of Baal Keri of the past, but clearly there is an issue of Roa Keri for the present. And that's Rav Yaakov, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem, the Erech. And Masha Ein Kein, according to the Ritva, this is rejected. That we pass on like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, Mishnaso, it's in Nikia, and once the Gemara says that according to Rav Yossi we have a linkage in the Havmin or the Isur, so in the Maskana we would have a linkage leheter. Okay, what we left out was this short circuit in the middle in terms of sleeping during the day. Amarav Asar Adam Rishon Bayom Yoser Mishena Sasus, and that's the Shane of David HaMelech, of Shisin Nishmei V'chulei, and Abaye slept more than that and got Musar from Rav Yosef, etc. What's the issue of sleeping during the day? So Rashi says Bitul Torah. Okay? Rashi says Bayom Mishum Bitul Torah. There is a Me'iri, Alatar, who says Mishum Bitul Zman. Namely, not Dafka person's learning Torah. Even if you're involved in you're a shoemaker, you're a doctor, you shouldn't sleep during the day because you should be involved. The day is given for you to be involved in your umnus. Whatever you're doing, you should be involved in Lav Dafka in terms of Bitul Torah. What is this world of Shishin Nishmei? So there's a Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch which gives a shir anywhere from 3 minutes to 3 hours, somewhere between 3 minutes and 3 hours. So, a Baal Nefesh should try and work on his 3 minutes, and for most of us, we're not going to get this, hopefully. there are teenagers who can sleep through the entire 24 hours, or something like that, but for most of us, we don't get 3 hours usually. Okay. Beseder. Okay. This is what we have over here in the Sugya. Did you get to the next Mishnah? Yes? Okay. Everyone got to the next Mishnah? Okay, so let's just, see what the issues are in the next Mishnah. Ma'ase v'hevi'u lo Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai l'Tomas HaTavshil Rav Gamliel shnei kosavos u'dri shomayim v'amru ha'aleim l'sukah u'shekeshenosnu lo Rav Tzadok ochel pachos mikebeitza n'talo b'mapa achol al chutz l'sukah v'lo beirach acharav So the Gemara asks, Maisa Listar? And the Gemara points out that we have over here an ability of Rotsa Lahachmir Latzmo, Yavo V'Yachmir. And we're working off of the previous Mishnah where we had seen that an Achilas Arai does not require a Sukkah, Ochen V'Shosin Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. So we have Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai and Rav Gamliel who are Machmir on themselves, and we have Rav Tzadok who is taking it Ke Ikar Hadin. The issue that we have to deal with are twofold. One is when, you know, like, what are there certain criteria of when one is allowed to be machmir, when shouldn't be machmir? That's one issue you have to deal with. But in terms of Rav Tzadok, we find that Rav Tzadok viewed ochel less than a kibetza of having three nafkaminas. One nafkamina in terms of eating it outside of the sukkah, which is the context of our sugya. Second is eating it with a mapa. And third is in terms of bracha achrona. And the question is, are these three halachos related? Do they all stem from the same source, or they just simply happen to be three halachos that happen to coincide, but each of them is for a totally different reason? So in terms of sukkah, we already defined the issue of arai and keva, that keva would be the equivalent of what concept in terms of eating, and arai in terms of what. In other words, we pointed out that as opposed to shena, we only have one verb in the Mishnah for shena. Within the world of achila, we have two terms. The term of achila and, what, in other words, the shear of arai is as opposed to
keva.
As opposed to keva, but in other words, the keva is defined as a su'uda. And the question is, what is less than a su'uda? So we saw a question as to what would be considered less than a su'uda. So in terms of keva and arai, a su'uda is defined as keva, less than a su'uda is defined as arai, and we saw that Abaye made that division in terms of kebetza. Kebetza, kedetoyim beirav, in other words, could be viewed as a mini su'uda. People can go on that, view that as their breakfast, masha'en, and less than a kebetza, that already would be an arai. Correct? That would be, no? Kidetoim beirav ayo lekala. In other words, you don't need shnayim shalosh beitzim to be a su'uda. Zimin seyin sagile. In other words, you don't need arba or sheish beitzim to be a su'uda. In other words, tarati atle would also be a su'uda. Kidetoim beirav ayo besuka. In other words, the kibetza itself, that would be the minimum su'uda, and less than a beitza, that would already be the arai. Yeah? So that we already saw. But in terms of the world of mapa, netilas yadayim, and bracha achrona, we haven't discussed. We have to see whether those also are worlds of su'uda, or whether they have totally separate criteria. So I just sent you, as background for seeing Rashi and Tosfos on the Mishnah in terms of mapa, to the very mini sugya in Chulin in terms of the source of Netilas Yadayim, that we have Rav Idi Bar Oven pointing out Netilas Yadayim l'chulin mishum srach tuma v'od mishum mitzvah. My mitzvah amar Abaye l'shmoa divrei chachamim. How does Rashi understand, how many reasons do we have for Netilas Yadayim according to Rashi? We have the srach tuma. Srach Tuma means that in the world of the Srach Truma, in the world of Truma, we have a problem of Yadayim Shnios and Viposos Esat Truma. But in order to be Margil, the Kohanim, to eat Truma with Netilas Yadayim, we were also made a Netilas Yadayim in Chulin, V'mitzel Shmo Dibre Chachamim Shetiknuha. Namely, we have one reason. Srach Truma is the one and only reason for netilas yadayim according to Rashi, that srach tuma is not just a minhag but it's a takana. While according to Tosfos, in other words, what is mitzvah lishmo diri chachamim? V'im tomar v'halom mishum srach tuma tiknuha and kein mai va'od yeshlamar. So we have two reasons. We have srach. What? In other words, why does Rashi mention the kiyus by the mapa?
Yes.
Okay, but first let's start with the tilas yadayim. So within the world of tilas yadayim, according to Rashi, it's only a din of srach tuma. According to Tosfos, we have srach tuma and nikiyus. Nikiyus doesn't only mean, in other words, hygiene. Nikiyus, tiknum shim nikiyus, parallel to kiddush adayim v'raglayim, a concept of kedusha, of preparation for the meal. Within the Rambam and the Ravid, we have a parallel machlokas. According to the Rambam, and then the Rambam continues, what appears from the Rambam to be the issue over here of Netilas Yadayim? If the Rambam puts together Netilas Yadayim for a Su'uda with Netilas Yadayim for Kriyat Shema and for Tefillah, Nikiyus, Kedusha, preparing yourself for the next stage. And the Rambam continues in that manner in Hilchos Avos HaTumah. Shlomo HaMelchu Beis Dino Gozru Al Yadayim Shem Shniyas Afal Pi Shelo Yodah Bavadei Shenitma Ug Mishem Yadayim Askaniyas Velo Gozru Shlomo Al Yadayim Tuma Elo Likodesh for Kodshim Achar Kach Gozru Chamim Acharav Af Litruma Lefi Kach Tzorach Nias Yadayim Litruma. Comes along, what's missing in the Rambam? Chulit. Comes to the Ravid and says namely, that according to Rambam, it appears we only have Nikiyus, while according to the Ravid, we also have the world of Srach Tuma. So we have the Ravid and the Ravid and Tosfos feel that there are two reasons. The Rashi and the Rambam feel there's only one reason, but according to the Rambam, it's only Nikiyus, and according to the Rashi, it's only Srach Tuma.
The Rambam seems to be against the Gemara, though.
It could be that's what, you know, according to the Rambam, that even though Rav Avin said Nitzas Dayim Mishum Srach Tuma, the moment that he said Va'od Mishum Mitzvah Shmo Divrei Chachamim, that overrode the first one. You're right. It's difficult, and it's difficult to understand. But the Rambam clearly, you know, when you put together not just the diuk from Hilchos Brachos, but that which is missing in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, it's clear that he is not dealing with Srach Tumah by in the world of Chulin. Maybe at a different gear than the Gemara. I don't know. The Gemara over there continues. Over there continues. Rava Amar Mitzvah Lishmoa Divrei Rav Elazar Ben Arach, and Rav Elazar, in other words, Ben Arach, deals with the issue of that perhaps Netilas Yadayim is Min HaTorah. Maybe once we don't pass them like that, so that opens the possibility of taking off a Srach Tumah as well. Okay. Now, what we're going to have to do for next time is what's the relationship between the Mapa and the Tilas Yadayim? And that's where Rashi, and in other words, but have in mind that Rashi and Tosfos are working off of that which they said in Chulin. In Chulin, they dealt with the Tilas Yadayim. And they dealt with the Tilas Yadayim on the Shiur of the Tilas Yadayim. What over here is this world of Mapa, and why come onto the Mapa? And etc. So look in Rashi and Tosfos by us, And Bli Neder, I'll give you more mamakamos in terms of nafkaminos, whether it's Srach Tumah or Nikius. So we'll start with that, move over then into the world of Bracha Achrona, and then try and see whether these relate to the world of Sukkah or not. Just, we simply happen to have three halakos that coincide. Okay, so we spoke about today, just to summarize, is we spoke about the level of Kedusha of the Ritzuos. Everyone agrees that the term which the Gemara uses is Tashmishe Kedusha. Should they be taken literally, like the Ritva takes it? That's no different than the boxes, and just hold it to your head. Or, according to the Ramban, that we're dealing with really Gufo Kedusha, but of a secondary level, with Nafkaminas, in other words. That it's called Tashmishe Kedusha, because in Nafkaminas, in terms of Hasmana Milsa. Secondly, we have the world of Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim, in which we have a machlokes that relates to what we learned last time in terms of whether there are cracks in the world of Shenas Arai and Shenas Keva, that perhaps Rav Yaakov was cholik on some aspect of the Chachamim. And then Rav Yaakov adds in that we have a world of Keri, of present and future, that we have to take into account. But past, l'chora, that doesn't apply to the world of Tefillin, that's a world of Talmud Torah. And we saw that Machlokes Rishonim, whether this distinction remains even within the Gemara of Rav Yossi, or once we get to Rav Yossi, then we compare past, present, and future. Either everything is Aser, or everything is Mutter. And once the Gemara moves off of Rav Yossi's Havmi that everything is Aser, then Kanera that everything is Mutter, and the only issue is Hergel Davar, is the Maisa B itself, and the carry itself, Yadayim Askanios, that if there's carry on one's hands, then one requires Netilas Yadayim, those two interfere with Tefillin, the carry itself on the hands and Hergel Davar. But the fact that a person may have carry on his body, the fact that a person will maybe see in the future that falls off, and then we just saw at the very very end the world of an Easter of Shena Bayom and the reasons behind it. Okay, so Bli Neder will begin on Sunday with the Mishnah.